Cupboard Full of Coats by Yvette Edwards is the sixth novel that I've read as part of the Man Booker 2011 long list. This is published by One World and is 260 pages long, but it flew by for me. It is a really interesting story about Jinx, who was 16 when her mother was murdered, and she considers herself the murderer. 14 years later, Lemon turns up, who was a player around the time of the murder, and who essentially provokes Jinx into reliving and recounting what happened those years ago, and in so doing she develops a relationship, the fairly broken relationship that she has with her son, and she moves on in herself. I wouldn't quite call it coming to terms with what she did or repairing it, but there is a sense of departing from it. The characters are interesting. The mother, Jinx, is sort of detached. She, current day, she's fairly emotionless and frustrated and kind of awkward, but not in an endearing way. And she's a real contrast to her then self, her 16-year-old self, and the story flips between those two things, mainly successfully, but there are a few points at which it's not clear whether she's talking about present day or the past straight away. I suppose the tone of the book, it was slightly dissatisfying for me, because I think it was, when you set out your stall by saying, I was 16 when I murdered my mother, you are kind of setting up a certain sort of expectation in the reader that I don't think was fulfilled in the book. Certainly the mystery and the intrigue didn't reach the heights or the level that I was looking for. And so in a way I feel like it was a fairly simplistic novel. But even so, even though the premise of the novel was fairly simplistic and there wasn't really a mystery there, still I found it quite a compelling read because of the detail about food, particularly about this different culture, really, that the Jinx's parents, or the kind of her parents' generation, had come from. I did find that really fascinating. So I think overall this book earned 3 out of 5 stars for me.